Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday, the 20th of March. Hope you're all well. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting how the numbers go up when I swear a bit. Strange old bunch. I know a few of you don't like it, but a lot of you like the old there. It's not planned. It just comes out. I had a similar morning this morning, to be honest. The FDD boys are playing with me. I think they know it winds me up. I think all of a sudden they're toying with me, doing stuff that just we've not done before, and nothing works, which of course I'd have to deal with. Cheltenham went well, didn't it? Good day yesterday. Got the winner of the Gold Cup. Didn't know Suggsy told me I had the winner of the Gold Cup, Champion Chase and Champion Hurdle when you're sort of doing it race to race. Didn't pay much attention to it. You go through it. But yeah, nice 700 odd quid up, which is nice. I think some people benefited. I think the trends PDF went down well. Thanks for those of you who sent feedback. If anybody wants to send feedback, I've got a couple of notes there that can think about things going forward for that. As I say, it wouldn't be for everything, but maybe for the bigger meetings, Aintree, Royal Ascot, we can repeat that and make it better. Yeah, and obviously the stakes thing, quite amusing. It's an interesting, I was thinking about it. I had a few sort of bit of feedback to the pod, obviously. It's interesting how people seem obsessed. I've never really got it. And again, this might just be me. I'm not saying it's... I've never really got the obsession with money like that. You know, stake bigger, have more. And you know, like... And I'm not decrying him in any way, shape, or form, but people say, but like Psykov obviously posts massive screenshots. Never ever posted a red, so he's only ever. And people love it, absolutely. Oh, amazing, brilliant. And the same with Gurdy. Oh, he's risking 20 grand, brilliant. Where I like looking at people, there's a guy on Twitter, I don't know his name, but it's Jed 2BL or something. He's working on a horse racing bot. And he's posting like 8-10 quid every day. This is what I've done today, bot worked well. You see a couple of losers, a couple of winners in there, but he's just doing it all to small test stakes. And I like people like that, who sort of you see them working towards something, where most people like seeing these massive numbers as if it's and I don't really, I've never really got it. Just interesting, but that was the sort of thing with the horses. Ah, stake more, go on, stake more. Why aren't you staking more? If you're good, stake more. I like the slow and steady catches, you know, wins the race, I suppose, as opposed to the big boom and bust. I like to plod along, ride out the bad periods and make hay in the good ones. But it's funny how it's just that public perception of somebody posts a big amount, how everybody craves it and goes mad for it. Just find it really interesting. Just a psychological thing, I guess, that... people get drawn to large sums of money for whatever reason, irrespective of the context of it or what's actually happening. But interesting, very interesting. But yeah, good fun. Sam got up this morning, she said Spurs playing today. I said no, it's tomorrow. She said more torture. It's nice, isn't it? She had the old vaccine yesterday, had the old jab. I used my left. Oh, you can't say that in this day and age. Current climate, flipping heck. No, she had the jab, absolutely fine. No side effects or anything. Just pretty much as normal. Well, it's normal. Nothing at all. Couldn't even see she'd had it. Do all the old people first. Right, what we got? Betis last night, Fulham. See, in amongst all the nonsense, there is some gems in there, I keep telling you. Betis did fancy them last night. Thought they were... good old bet to have a lump on. Right, let's give you some stuff to fiddle around with today, if you wish to, at your own peril. Just a note, people in the Telegram group, obviously we've got an international break and things coming up now. Just going to give me time to take a breath, get everything sorted out. The horse volume will pick up, be steady going into the flat season, just not too many flat horses, but that will pick up. And then when we return to football, I should have a pretty much more a full-on in-play service, certainly weekends and some midweek evenings, so we can make more use of that. Just need to get a few things in place during this international break, speak to Chrissy, spreadsheets, get a couple of bits I want done, but just so I can do things a bit quicker. But yeah, we should be in a good shape going forward once we get out of the... I'm actually looking forward to it. It'd be nice to have... there'd be a little bit of football, but just to have 8-9 days where it's not relentless and get everything sorted website-wise and admin-wise, really, this end, into the last knockings of the season, and then hopefully we get a nice summer break, the country's open, we can go on holiday, we can have a beer, we can do some normal things. I'm feeling a little bit housebound now. Right, where are we? Fußball. Right, I have got for you today, I've got a couple of games, either over 1.5 or over 2.5. You could do both if you want to. It is Celta Vigo at home to Real Madrid, and the other one's in Holland, and I've managed to somehow lose it. Where is it? Sorry about that. However, I just had it here, and now I've lost it. That's mad. Oh no, there it is. Fortuna Sittard versus Utrecht. I don't know why I couldn't see that. So, yeah, so both next to each other on my sheet as well. Celta Vigo versus Real Madrid and Fortuna Sittard Utrecht. Celta's a 3:15 kickoff. Fortuna's a 3:30 kickoff. They're both about 1.7677 for over 2.5. You could wait for that to get up to 2, drip that in and trade from there. Or you could wait 25 minutes and if it's still 0-0, drip the 1.5. From that point onwards, or you can do both if you like, but I'll be surprised if either of them end 0-0. Celta Vigo, Real Madrid, Fortuna Sittard, Utrecht, couple of goals games there, and then tomorrow, told you, Lay Fulham, I've just got to change my sheet now to tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow. Need to get some singing back, don't we? Need to get a little bit of singing. Tomorrow, over 1.5, Brest versus Angers in French League One. Brest versus Angers, French League One. 2 o'clock kickoff, that is. Hang on a second, my good little troopers. And then... Also, similar as I just said with those two games today, these are 1.5 and 2.5, Montpellier versus Bordeaux and Sampdoria-Torino. So again, you could wait till 2.0 in play on the 2.5, go from there, wait 25 minutes and do the 1.5 or mix of both. So that's Montpellier, Bordeaux and Sampdoria Torino, and then I've got some first half goals for you on another sheet for today. Got all the tunes, and I got all the tunes, my little people. Where are we? Right, Burton versus MK Dons, late first half goal. Burton, MK Dons. And there's another one. Where are you? St Johnston, Ross County. The old Scotland. St Johnston, Ross County. Both of those are 3 o'clock kickoffs for today. I always feel a little bit flat. I mean, as I said on day two when I did the pod that day, or day three, whatever, the sort of lack of crowds took away a little bit from Cheltenham for me, but I always feel quite flat when it finishes. I do really enjoy it, and then to think, oh, it's another year now before we've got that back again. None of the other meetings seem to have the similar effect on me. I like the York Ebor meeting to go to. It's not the same on TV. It is one I do love, York. It's one I like to go to. Hopefully that'll be having some crowds when we get to August. I might pop up there this year. But even like the Grand National meet and that on TV, they don't do anything for me like Cheltenham. I just do enjoy it and feel a bit flat when it's finished. But I hope you had a good Cheltenham. I hope you followed on. I hope some of these football bets, I'm sure some of them will produce a profit if you're nice and sensible. We have got one more day, Sunday, and then we're into an international break. So things will quieten down. As I say, I'll still do the pods. We'll have a Mindset Monday. But I'm not going to be about much. I'm going to be sort of behind the scenes, just getting things tidied up and sorted, ready for when football resumes, and really almost into planning for next season, August onwards, and getting everything ship shape ready for that. Okay, have a lovely little Saturday, and I will be back with you all. Not tomorrow. I'll be back with you on. I was going to say tomorrow. I'll be back with you on Monday. And in the meantime, Villa will be stuffing Spurs.